السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله، الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله، وكفى بالله شهيدا. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. All praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, and peace and blessings upon His prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, especially the last and final prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayh. May peace and blessing of Allah be upon him, upon his family, and upon his followers. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayh, is the last and final prophet and messenger. In the week, we call it back to school week. This is the time the children are returning to their schools and their colleges and the universities. The students are returning to their schools and colleges and universities. And we have our Orange Crescent School, mashallah, is open this week. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless our students and protect them and give them success, inshallah, in their pursuit of knowledge. It is important to learn, but at the same time, it is important to know the purpose of learning. What is the purpose? What is the objective? If the objective is right, correct, good, see, the objective that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, then inshallah this pursuit of knowledge will bring blessings. Blessings upon those who seek knowledge, and blessing upon their families. And this will become an act of ibadah. It is not just learning, but also an act of ibadah, worship. And this is the way to Jannah. So it's very important that believers, Muslims especially, should be very careful and concerned. That is, what is the objective of my learning, of my coming to school, and my seeking knowledge? Why am I doing that? Islam emphasizes very much that we seek knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the very first wahi to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam about learning, about reading, about knowledge. اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. So these five verses were the beginning of revelation. And Jibreel alayhi salam came to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he was in the cave of Hira. He gave him this message. Read in the name of your Lord who created man from congealed clot. Indeed, read, and your Lord is most gracious. He taught by the use of pen and taught man which he did not know. So reading, the way it started, the whole mission of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam started reading. Read, learn, seek knowledge. Islam says that all human beings are equal. An-nasu sawasiyah. People are equal. They are not good or bad because of their color, because of their race, because of their nationality, because of their gender. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in order to encourage people to learn and seek knowledge, say, O Prophet, those who know and those who do not know, are they equal? Indeed, those who have knowledge, those who have understanding, they are the ones who seek knowledge, who learn, who reflect, who understand the message. إِنَّمَا يَتَذَكَّرُ أُولُو الْأَلْبَابِ. So, yes, human beings are equal, but at the same time, those who seek knowledge, they are better. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who seek knowledge. And it is, everybody should seek knowledge. It is not, knowledge is not for a particular group of people. Only those people have to learn. No, it's open to everybody. Islam gives the opportunity. Everybody should learn. And anybody can learn. So seek knowledge. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ask Allah to give you more. The Quran doesn't say ask Allah to give you more money. The Quran doesn't say ask Allah to give you more power or fame or name. These are not the thing that you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially, I mean, of course, you can ask blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. But especially Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, قُلْ رَبِّ زِدْنِي عِلْمًا. In Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and say, my Lord, increase me in knowledge. So increasing in knowledge is seeking Allah's blessing. Give me more knowledge. Give me more knowledge, O Allah. Increase me in knowledge. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us human beings various faculties and various ways of learning and seeking knowledge. Allah has given us our five senses. Everybody, these five senses are given to us for what? To learn, to seek understanding and knowledge. We have our eyesight, we have our hearing, our smelling, our taste, our touch. These senses are given us so that we increase knowledge, understand things. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us aql, the reason that is given especially to the human being. That's why the human beings are known as Zawil Uqul, and the people of aql. And aql is al-aqlu manatu taklif. Aql is from where comes the responsibility. So human beings are responsible for their action, and this is based on their aql. The more they have aql, children are not mukallafin, but once they become mature and they have aql, they become responsible. So he said, al-aqlu manatu taklif. And aql is a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one should use that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us intuition. That means we learn things instinctively without the exercise of reason. By instinct we know that. We learn things. In the common language, people call it gut feeling. You have that this feeling. I have this, I know this. I'm feeling danger. And this is my feeling. And very often those feelings are there. And these feelings come through experience. And this is a special gift Allah has given us to the human beings. Animals also have that. But human beings are given more mature and more pronounced way, this intuition. And then the greatest gift of knowledge is al-wahy, revelation. And revelation is given to the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to special human beings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, so that they may convey it to their followers. They may give it to the human beings. And wahy is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. In the very first wahy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلَّمَ الْإِنسَانَ مَا لَمْ يَعْلَمْ. He taught human beings what he did not know, and what he does not have a way to know. So this is a special knowledge. And the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And all of these things are a gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One has to use them. So Islam emphasizes that use your hawas, your senses, use your aql, use your wijdan, intuition, and of course benefit from the wahy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wahy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the revelation, is not against reason. There is nothing in religion that is against reason. There is nothing to contradict reason. But of course, wahy gives you much more than reason. Wahy tells you something that you cannot understand through your reason alone. So in Islam, there is no contradiction between reason and revelation. And in Islam, there is no contradiction between science and religion. Both of them, ayat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of them, signs of Allah. So you learn from science and you learn from religion. And if there is somebody think that there is a contradiction between science and religion, either they don't understand science or they don't understand religion. Or they don't understand both. But science and religion, the true science, the correct science, and the authentic religion, they do not contradict each other. So one has to take benefit of all. And learning requires all this. You learn religion, and you learn science, and you learn through your reason, and you learn from the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of these things are going to help you to grow and become better people. So yes, our aql is good, important, but aql is not sufficient. And in certain areas, aql cannot help. You have to go back to the wahy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to go back to the guidance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you better understanding of the message of the Quran and the message of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized that. The Quran mentioned that, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized that. And Rasulullah said, "Talabul ilmi farida ala kulli muslim." The seeking of knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim. Every Muslim should learn. That's the way the first generation of Muslim was. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam came at a time when the people were living in jahiliyyah, in ignorance. Not too many people knew how to read and write. But he opened the vista of knowledge, he opened the way of learning. So within a short period of time, they were the masters of learning. They were the teachers of humanity. And they started writing and producing and teaching. And that's the way how Islam started. Islam started the whole movement of learning. Because Rasulullah said, "Talabul ilmi farida ala kulli muslim." Seeking of knowledge is obligatory upon every Muslim. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to emphasize, "Man salaka tariqan yatlubu fi ilman salaka Allahu bihi tariqan min turuq al-jannah." Whosoever walks a path seeking knowledge, Allah will help him to walk towards the way of Jannah. "Wa inna al-mala'ikata la tadaw ajnihataha li talib al-ilm ridan bima yasna." And the angels spread their wings for the student, talib al-ilm, because they appreciate whatever he is doing, seeking knowledge. So angels spread the wings in honor of the talib al-ilm. وَإِنَّ الْعَالِمَ لَيَسْتَغْفِرُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَالْحَيْتَانُ فِي جَوْفِ الْمَاءِ. And the knowledgeable person, everything in the heaven and the earth make istighfar for him. Ask Allah to bless him. Even the fish in the ocean, they pray for the people of knowledge. That's an honor, the honor of the knowledge of people of knowledge. وَإِنَّ كُلُّ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلْعَالِمِ حَتَّى الْحَيْتَانُ فِي الْمَاءِ. Even the fish in the ocean. So this kind of honor is for what kind of knowledge? And then you have two hadiths that very often quoted. The hadiths say that أُطْلُبُ الْعِلْمَ مِنَ الْمَهْدِ إِلَى الْلَحْدِ. Seek knowledge from cradle to the grave. And the other one says أُطْلُبُ الْعِلْمَ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِالصِّينِ. Seek knowledge even if it is in China. Although both of these hadiths are not correct. They are not sound hadith. And they are not from the Prophet ﷺ. But the point is correct. I mean, the message is correct. But doesn't mean that everything that is correct is from the Prophet ﷺ. Of course, whatever the Prophet ﷺ said is correct. But not every correct thing is from the Prophet ﷺ. There are some other people's message also. Some wise saying, some sages, some good people have said things also. So it is a good saying. But not necessarily, it is not the saying of Rasulullah. So you have to be very careful about that. Don't attribute the Prophet knowingly something that Rasulullah did not say. But it has become popular among the people. And people think this is hadith. But ulama say, laysa sahih. And the laysa min hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the hadith of Rasulullah. Both of these are hadith. Uttubu al-ilma min al-mahdi ila al-lahad. And also uttubul ilma wa kana bis-sin. But yes, you should learn. Keep learning from the beginning to the end. There is no end. Keep learning until the end. And also if you have to travel, travel for that. And traveling for the sake of knowledge is like going to the way of Jannah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us that read in the name of Allah. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Read in the name of your Lord who created. This is the first principle of the theory of knowledge in Islam. The proper knowledge is this way. This is the first principle of our epistemology, our theory of knowledge. And that is read in the name of your Lord. Some of the scholars say this is Al-ilm bil-ism. Al-ilm bil-ism. Knowledge with the name. And the knowledge with the name brings a special understanding, a special way. You seek knowledge with the name of Allah. And if you do that, seek knowledge with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have better understanding. The reality you have that. And this knowledge that comes with the name of Allah, this knowledge changes the whole perspective. Then a person becomes humble and seek more knowledge, and this knowledge changes the character. It is a transformative knowledge. This knowledge affects the personality. And that should be the purpose of knowledge. The knowledge is what the Quran says, ilman nafi'an. The hadith of the Prophet emphasize that. Ilman nafi'a. The knowledge that is beneficial. What is the knowledge of beneficial? Beneficial knowledge. Beneficial knowledge is that you seek some knowledge, it benefits you and you benefit others. You benefit the humanity. You benefit the society. You bring benefit. That's seek knowledge. There are people who learn and they harm. They are very knowledgeable, but they harm people. They harm society. So, ilm la yanfa. There is some knowledge that is not beneficial. And there is knowledge that is beneficial. So Jabir radiallahu anhu said, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ سَلُوا اللَّهَ عِلْمًا نَافِعًا وَتَعَوَّذُوا بِاللَّهِ مِنْ عِلْمٍ لَا يَنْفَعُ. Ask Allah beneficial knowledge and seek Allah's protection from the knowledge that does not help, that does not benefit. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, سَلَّمَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ said, كَانَ يَقُولُ إِذَا صَلَّى الصُّبْحَ حِينَ يُسَلِّمُ. Rasulullah used to say that after Fajr prayer, after you make salam, after Fajr prayer, Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'an wa rizqan wasi'an wa rizqan tayyiban wa amalan mutaqabbalan. Allah, I ask you knowledge that is beneficial and the rizq, the sustenance that is good and deeds that you accept, acceptable to you. علما نافعا ورزقا طيبا وعملا متقبلا. And that was his dua after Fajr. The day you start working and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilma nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiban wa amalan mutaqabbala. Whatever I do, Allah accept that and bless me with that. And then also he said, an Anas رضي الله عنه كان يدعو بهذه الدعوات. اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ودعاء لا يسمع ونفس لا تشبع. Wallahi, I ask you to protect me from the knowledge that does not benefit, from a heart that has no fear. The heart that has no fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ومن قلب لا يخشى ودعاء لا يسمع. And I ask you to protect me from a dua that you don't listen. You won't listen. Yeah. Listen to my dua, Allah. I ask you to save me from a dua that you won't listen. ودعاء لا يسمع. And then he said, ونفس لا تشبع. And protect me from a soul that is never satisfied. Always greedy, greedy and greedy. More, more and more. Never satisfied. Help him mazid. More and more and more. So save me from that. Allahumma inni a'udhuka min ha'ula'il arba. Oh Allah, I ask you to protect me from these four things. So Muslims should be in the forefront of knowledge. Our students should do the best in their schools. And guard your character. Guard your, protect yourself from wrong influences. And keep your objective in your mind. what I'm learning, and I have to learn, and I have to benefit myself, benefit others. Today there is an explosion of knowledge. I mentioned four things, but now you have so many other things you can learn. All these different means of knowledge are there. So it's good to benefit from them. And the amount of resources for learning, never ever in the human history had that many resources available as now today. So people have access to a lot of knowledge for the worldly things. But still there is a lot of ignorance about the things that are beneficial, things that will bring the blessings in this life and in the life to come. As Allah says in the Quran, Surah Ar-Rum, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They know the outward aspects of this life. They know outward aspects. ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. But they are totally heedless about Akhirah. They don't care of Akhirah. They don't believe in the Akhirah. And they have forgotten the Akhirah. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. And that's why there is so much confusion between what is good and what is bad. And they are creating confusion in the minds of many people. Don't know what is right and what is wrong. Don't know what is good and what is bad. The bad things have become good, and good things have become bad. Think that the humanity has a long time knew that they were bad, they are now considered as okay, acceptable. Because the knowledge is not the beneficial knowledge. If this knowledge is spoiling the mind, is spoiling the spirit, is spoiling the mind, the morals, is spoiling the environment, is spoiling the society. So that is the knowledge that you seek. Ask Allah Ta'ala, protect me from that. Give me the right understanding of things. أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَرْضُقْنَا اتِّبَاعًا وَأَرِنَا الْبَاطِلَ بَاطِلًا وَرْضُقْنَا اتِّنَابًا. O Allah, help us to see the truth as truth, and then help us to follow it, and help us to see the falsehood as falsehood, and keep away from it. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the right path and give us the beneficial knowledge and understand the objective of knowledge and help us that we help ourselves, our families, our communities and help the humanity. Inshallah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. We ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to keep us on the right path and protect us. And we are especially should pray for the people of Pakistan. There is a terrible flood there. Worst kind of flood that they are facing at this time, especially the areas of Sindh and Balochistan, and even the North Gilgit area. So all that area is terribly, a terrible flood. And they're saying that, the report says that thousands of people have died. And more than a million people are displaced. And 33 million people are affected. Imagine that 33 million people are affected by this vast area. Villages are gone, completely wiped out. So this is a terrible flood. May Allah have mercy. May Allah have mercy on the people. And forgive the sins. Forgive. Bring the people to the right path. Inshallah. What is our responsibility? Our responsibility is to pray for them and then also help as much as we can. Relief efforts. There's a need for a lot of relief effort. So So there are organizations, agencies that are working in Pakistan. They are raising funds here in America. Please seek some knowledge for that. Understand that. And I think there was a group that was supposed to come. I have a table outside, so they might have it. Baitul Salam. So or Islamic Relief or Helping Hand, whatever organization that you know. But help, help. Because when we help, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala come upon us as well. Because sana'u al-ma'ruf taqi masari' al-su' hadith of the Prophet sana'u al-ma'ruf taqi masari' al-su' good deeds protect from the evil happenings. Things may happen, evil happens. They can happen, so they see that. So always try to do the good things. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala abdika wa rasulika Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa ala man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin khususan ala al-khulafai al-arba'ah Abi Bakr wa Umar wa Uthman wa Ali وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى أمهما فاطمة الزهراء وعلى عمه المعظمين المكرمين عند الله والناس الحمزة والعباس وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أغث إخواننا المظلومين إخواننا المبتلين المصابين في باكستان وفي كل مكان ربي اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيموا الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا استووا واستقيموا please make a straight lines be close to each other الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار لآيات لأولي الألباب الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيته وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين. لقد خلقنا الإنسان في أحسن تقويم، ثم رددناه أسفل سافلين، إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات فلهم أجر غير ممنون. فما يكذبك بعد بالدين؟ أليس الله بأحكم الحاكمين؟ الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Please remember in your dua our brother Muhammad Rafi. He is in the hospital. Brother Haisam Bandakchi. Brother Bilal Dalati, Sister Rima Dalati, and Sister Gina Siddiqui. May Allah bless her. He also had a broken hip and arm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give her shifa. May Allah give shifa to all of them. Allahumma shifa anta shafi la shafi illa anta shifa an la yughadiru saqam. Also dua maghfira for brother Jabbar Mufid Abina, sister Suhair Abraham, and brother Muhammad Mubin, sister Zahra Abdul Qadir, sister Khairun Nisa Karim, sister Maimuna Yusuf Jinwala, brother Jameel Ahmed. His funeral will be tomorrow. And brother Harold Haywood, his funeral will be on Tuesday. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them, give them the place in Jannah. Allahumma ighfir lahum ya Allah, Allahumma ighfir lahum wa rahmhum, wa afihim wa afu anhum, Allahumma akrim nuzulahum wa sa'i madkhalahum, Allahumma ighsil khatayahum bil ma'i wassajri wal barad, Allahumma naqqihim min az-zunubi wal khataya kama yunqqa thawb al abyad min ad-danath, Allahumma jazihim bil ihsani ihsana wa bis sayyiati afwan minka wa ghufran. رب اغفر وارحمه وانت خير الراحمين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أتباعه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. بارك الله فيكم. لا بلا شيء.